this street. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living at the ghetto, show me no respect. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect.
As some is say, Lady G.
Know whether you live uptown or you living at the ghetto. You know, say Lady G, respect the people them every time. See? So don't spread no rumor. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living at the ghetto, show me no respect. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me.
She's on the Zoom.
Show me no respect because this is a fact. Me have to confess.
Of course, the Zoom meeting. Listen closely. 801-684-8199. And the passcode is CKUT, all in capital letters.
Them start get upset. That's why no man no put them head in a one basket. But some of them put them out when them can't reach it. As a fox see a grape him, walk to pick it. Whether you living at the town or in the district. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living at the ghetto, show me no respect. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living at the ghetto, show me no respect. Some man watch your figure, some man watch your shape. Some man watch your necks and your beautiful face. Call your gugs if you're ugly, that's a big disgrace. But if you're pretty fatty, man, I run one race. No man no want fit there, your back, they want fit there on front page. Every man want a tackle, what I eat in the place. But most of them are hungry, want fit get one taste. Turn no win a lock of it till if you hold for your space. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living at the ghetto, show me no respect. No care me name, no spread no rumor, show me no respect. No to me living at the ghetto, show me no respect. I want all of the woman.
Getting a small bit of problem here, are we?
Enough, you tolerate just live independent, get yourself up to date. Change your lifestyle and make your future's a bread. Stop the running up and down and stop the acting well. Just like a lamb to a slaughter, you feel me can mild. Just care for your health and protect your child. No give no man bitches, then we want take a mile. Just listen me.
Once again, a pleasant good evening to you. Yes, it's evening. It's 2 minutes after the hour, 6 p.m. We're just waiting to log on with Lady G to chit-chat a little bit about reggae music. So those of you who want to learn something. There she is, Lady G.
How you sir.
How you doing, sister? You're looking good. Looking good as usual.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you. I don't have anything special lino to talk to you about. You know, I just want to talk to you like one Jamaican to a next. Where reggae music is concerned. Because I know you're in this thing a long time. Originally,
yeah,
let me just start. What part of Jamaica you're from? And I know where you're from, so but this is just my audience. But
So can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Because I don't know, my hair speech not saying a thing to me, so I don't know what happened.
But can you hear me?
Oh, I'm good now. All right.
Next time, turn it on. No, I just
it's on, but I don't know what happened. It just went out.
Bluetooth. Yes, my dear. So tell me now, what part of Jamaica are you from?
Well, I'm from Spanish Town, born and bred and grew in Spanish Town.
Nice.
To be exact, I was born in Thompson, in a house in Thompson.
One of the things is Spain Town, I always love about it. Tell me something. They have a guy named Ruddy with a sound down there, a bus company. Wicked bus company. Bus them always clean.
I don't know. I have no knowledge about that.
No? Yeah. All right. That must have been before your time.
Probably.
Yeah. But tell me now. How did you get involved, you know, with reggae music?
Honestly, I think... It started out when I got the knowledge that my father is a musician. But before that, I was this little girl that used to love the limelight. Like in terms of like at school, I used to do a lot of poems and, you know, get involved in the dancing and, you know, athletic sports. I'm active in that also. So I was very, very active in all, you know, activities going on in school.
You're one of those who participated in all the school plays, the school concerts.
Yes, yeah, so they call a little Miss Nuffy, you know?
A long time I hear that, you know, Miss Nuffy. Miss Nuffy. Yeah, you know? Your father is somebody that we know of. So tell the people about him, you know what I mean?
Ken. Yeah, well, my father, Ken Fife.
Right.
You know, Ken Rod Fife, so them call him Crimo as a nickname. And he used to sing with, I think it was Carnell Campbell.
Yeah, the Congo.
You know, he's a bit, the Carnell Campbell first.
Ah.
He's also a solo artist, and he plays bass guitar professionally, and then now, you know, them last few days, I work out with the Congos.
Oh, you know, okay, because I had seen a thing with his name, with the Congos. I didn't even know that group was still around.
Yeah, man, them tour a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, man, big in Brazil, too. Yeah, man.
I find Brazil name comes up quite often because I have a friend, Vern Maytones. He seems to go there quite often. Brazil, the reggae music is that big in Brazil?
Definitely, they are lovers of reggae music, man. Reggae music, big over there. You know, all people like Jimmy Cliff, like him, live there.
Oh.
Even though I haven't been there as yet, you know, I'm looking forward. man, the big for reggae.
Brazil. Imagine that. I would never think of that. This song that I'm playing here, this was your big breakout song. Enough Respect.
Yes. Yes, for definitely, gossip. Yes.
And what was it like, you know?
Well, this song was like a surprise to me because it was recorded for Gussie Clark, Music Works. And I remember the day I was hanging out at Gemini Club. That's where most artists used to hang out because nobody never have any cell phone at that time.
Right.
So everybody, no matter how I walk the life, them come out at Gemini Club. That Gemini Club was a hot spot where if a promoter, a producer, whatever, you want to find an artist, you can come right there, sir. Because this man named Sassafras Denzelnar had one of the biggest and was the only posters person in Jamaica. Where you come, people out from America come to Sassafras.
Right.
In Gemini Club to get their posters printed.
Oh,
you
wow.
know?
Yeah.
So this was like a hot spot now. And it's based, you know, when I said Gemini, you know, that's where Gemini sound system
originated.
Based also.
Okay.
Yeah, but Sassafras was the one who, he rent an office there and he was doing his business from there. So all artists, every artist I can think of. In a dance hall and reggae music, come right at that spot there. So I was there hanging out the day with my friend them, and somebody came and called me. I said, Gussie want me to come down to the studio. And I went there, and Gussie put on the rhythm. And, you know, I think it was, I don't remember who was the engineer, but Mikey Bennett was there also.
Right.
So they put on the rhythm and asked me to listen to it. And, you know, when we can't put on it, so. After listening to rhythm, now I have had a few lyrics that I had written quite a while. Like, you know, it was a lyrics like uplifting women, and because at the time there were so many artists were singing so many, you know, kind of derogatory lyrics about women and degrading women. So
right.
At the time I have them lyrics there. So you know, living at the ghetto show me enough respect. And Mikey Bennett was the one who, like, you know, helped to, like, to put a punchline together and thing, because at that time, I was just a dancehall DJ. I wasn't so, you know,
into the singing.
Like, into the recording.
Ah, the
part
recording,
of it.
Yes.
I was mostly, because if you realize that I haven't done a lot of recording, which I do regret at this time, because if I had recorded, like, loved the studio that much, trust me, I would have crazy music from Gussie Clark, because I had the platform where I could go and record, you know, anything. I could go and record a musician, everybody, you know. So that song really, you know, that's the story behind that song.
That kick you off. So what up to Gussie? Yes. Him still in business or what?
Of course, Gussie is up live and well and still running. I think Gussie have one of the biggest studio in Jamaica, where he had like three different sections that you can use, three different sizes, depends on what you want to do.
So yeah, why I ask you that? It's not too late, you know, Lady G.
You're right, but I'm still recording, but you know, it's always that first impression that is what lasts.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That first impression. Yes. If you notice most artists that come out, like artists now who, like when you look, you know, an artist like Ken Boat, they don't really record that much.
No.
They do record, but not as much. And when they come on stage, the song that you want to hear is the song that make them, that you know, that make them an artist. You know what I mean? That's the song you want to hear when they go on stage. You don't want to hear the new songs them what them have. It's like it now. It sound good enough, but it now have the effect. They like
now
when
they
sing the old song. Yeah, so you know.
You know, as a woman in the business, nowadays when you listen to the young artists, them and not all of them, you know, because you have two that I totally like there, but you have some of them, they degrade women. But I don't know which other way to put it. How do you as a woman feel about that?
Well, I feel upset. That is why I try my best to really keep putting out positive music and do as much as I can, you know, in my music to uplift women, you know? Mm-hmm. Because me can't stop them from where they
do. Right.
But it's my duty to sing the positive music, because you still have positive music out there, Samuel, you know?
Oh, yeah,
you still have the youth them where I sing some positive music and nice things about women, too.
Ah.
So, you know, everybody have a choice. It's like wrong and right, you know what I mean? So, up to you if you choose to go right. But I'm playing my part by, you know, doing, you know, some good music.
The name just slipped me. Him put out a music there where him sing a tribute to his wife, man. It's so beautiful.
Romain Virgo. Oh, I love him so much.
And Christopher Martin. Love them two youths, man.
Yes,
they make me feel proud to be a Jamaican.
I ain't lying
to you.
But you see, Rummy and really see fame glory yet, you know. You see when him reach all say up in the 50s and them something there.
Yeah.
Trust me, you see them same song you where I sing.
Him laying the foundation there.
Yeah. He's laying a very solid foundation. And that is what I love very much about him. I remember when I was keeping a sweet 16 party for my daughter.
Right.
It's like, it was a day before the party. I called Rummy in and I said, I wanted to come and sing happy birthday to my daughter. And he was there.
Yeah.
He was there. I didn't have to call him 10 times. He was there. You know, he's so respectable too. He's such a respectable person.
From the little that I know of him, that I've met him one or two times, and Christopher Martin, I totally admire these young guys.
Yeah, Christopher Martin to mine, definitely. Yes, man.
Good. And you know, I am glad it's people like you they're taking the leadership from, and following the great leadership that because as much as in this reggae business and this recording business, I have never heard no scandal with you. What happened? We need some scandal, man.
Lord of mercy, poor me. You know what I think I do? I try to keep my personal life out of the industry. You know, I think that's the best way to do it.
Yes.
Because whenever time you load up a thing a certain way in the industry, it just leave a loophole for people to
jump in and
say what they want to say. And, you know, when it no go so, then make story about it and them little thing about it.
Because I personally admire you, Marcia Griffiths, Judy Mott, and because I don't hear no scandal about you
Those are the females I look up to.
You see?
Those are the female I look up to.
All right.
A little girl coming up in the business. So,
you know.
Yeah, man, I try to keep my thing, you know.
Well, and keep it up because it's still nice. It's still nice. It's nice
I'm
to know.
I show a lot of respect, and that's the kind of vibe I get back.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Tell me something now, because I heard you on an interview last year with some, you were speaking about the sound system days when you would go on DJ and sound system. Tell me a little about that lifestyle.
Well, I didn't know anything else at the time anyway. That's my era when I started doing music, DJing and sound system. And it honestly, it wasn't easy for me as a female, as a lone female at the time. But thanks be to God, me did round some people who really respect and love my talent and respect me, you know, for my talent. Like when I was DJing on Black Scorpio, so,
Black Scorpio.
Trees, Shuka Shine, you know, them youth there, Barry Bat, them youth there, they have a love for me. So it's like, I was like their sister.
Good.
You know what I mean? So we did have a nice vibe together, because I remember the first time when I was supposed to, I always say this story, I know probably Scorpio don't like hear it, but the first time when I wanted was to go to a country dance, Scorpio said, why? Gee, I forgot to come early, you know, and drive with the truck, go down, you know. And I went to General Trees, and I said, you know, Scorpio said, we can't come at the dance, you know, but I forgot to come early to drive on the truck.
Right.
And Trees said, no, man, you're mad. I can't go on, man. I was just going to do it. And I went in the car, and from that day, I've been driving the car, go to every one of the dance them, you know?
Yeah.
With Trees and Black Scorpio. Yeah, man. DJ and even Creation also. There was Papa San, you know?
Yes.
Dirtsman, the mute, we were neighbors. So we were first like friend, little youth friend, before we even think about even DJing at the time. So we are the first friends. So their parent and my parent are friends. So we grow together. So it was just easy for us to, you know, bond and look out for each other.
Right.
You know, at that time. Yeah, man.
African
Simba, holy heap of sound system, DJ Pan, Destiny, holy heap.
So what you do? You go up and say, give me a sing off of the mic, you know? How it goes?
No, but I don't know. I don't know if it's something about me, but me don't know. Me just have this patient thing about me. I mean, yeah, me ask for the mic, but it's like because of the artists that I'm around, and they know my ability, them know my talent and what me can do.
Right.
It's like them just always just give me the mic. So I'm going to come and stand up around the arms and say, yeah, give me a piece of that now. Them just give me the mic.
And I pay the money for
them time there. Them time that me have my favorite rhythm them when we used to love DJ Pan, you know, like Shankai's Shake and Stagalak and Ant and them rhythm there. So them know from a come up them time, the magic moment rhythm too. So them know from when I come up and stand upside of them, they know, say, I'm ready for the mic. So yeah, man, and them always, you know, them sweat me too much.
Good. Because, you know, yeah, one thing I like about you, you have a sense of humor. And in this business, it has to be, you have to have a sense of humor.
Because yes, sir, of course.
You do a song here with my friend Love in Dear, and it always put a smile on my face.
Sure. You ready? That's for me?
What do you mean if me ready? You better make sure, say, you ready, Mr. Love in Dear. You did a follow back on me, PP, clock, clock. I talk about how much you want the work. Well, tonight, no more waiting. Got me in the mood for the love making. Be fit and me ready for run the marathon with an adventurous, energetic man. So, baby, before we start the action, you better answer me question.
What's that?
You eat?
You cook?
How you be answer question with question? You eat?
You cook?
Let me ask a question. Who wrote this song?
Definitely Mr.
Love in Dear.
Professor Love in Dear.
Every time I hear this song, it put on one pleasant smile on my face because the sense of humor behind it.
That's what music.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what music's supposed to be all about, you know?
I remember the first time I actually laid eyes on you was by Danny Brown's studio.
Okay.
You work with a lot of these main, when I say main, well, Main Street, but I mean, big studios in them times.
I mean, you have people like Fatis Burrell, you know?
Yes.
Fatis Burrell, his label is Exterminator, that I did my second album for. Yeah, I work with Gussie and work with Danny. Well, definitely, at the time with Danny, that's when my recording skill developed even more. Because the thing is, Danny is a musician, and he's also an engineer.
Big.
He's also a songwriter, so Danny is just rounded.
Yes.
With everything. So we had the right facility, the right place to come every day. Because we used to go to Danny Brown's studio like every day, like his in a 9-to-5 job. And he was creating that same studio one vibe with, you know, Coxon.
Yes.
Where we get up every morning. I heard about it. I never really get to experience any of that, but I heard about that's how it was. You know, talking to people like Sister Marcia Griffiths, she would tell me that this is how it was. I used to get up every morning and everybody come and audition doors a gate, and if you make it, you come inside. So
wait.
Is how Main Street used to run. You know what I mean?
So you audition at the gate.
Well, for me, I was already an established artist.
No, but I mean, say me then just come in from country and me want to sing a song. Me come at the gate and audition at the gate.
Well, for Danny Brown, the thing, you probably could have, if you know anyone that we in there, you could have tell the gate man say, I'm coming to one of we, so you back in the park.
The reason why I asked you that, I remember once I went to a particular studio, I won't call any names,
yes,
to pick up my friend,
yes,
Willie Linda, the guitarist, right?
And
the guy just run me from the gate. He just said, move, why? You know, I come look at music. Yes. So I cuss him off because I come from country, I'm a rank. So I cuss him off.
Yeah.
Me say, I'm a friend, Willie Linda, I come for. So I'm go call Willie. So I can remember that scene, one or two, three young men out there. I wait them turn to get a break.
Yeah, man. Because sometimes you have to try to get your foot in. Sometimes you have to know when I artist them, when you catch them what I do, and I say, yo, hear me. Can't do a thing, you know, this I me can't do, you know, blah, 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 blah. So me can't say, I'm going in. When he come, I get him, can't say, yeah, man, me I come in to Lady G, man. Some come here, man, G. You know what I mean? And they will probably send come call me, I mean, come out there. I say, all right, yeah, man, let him in, man. You know, it's like a dance gate. Yeah, man, let him in, man, you know?
So,
and, you know, from so, there. But Macy was a productive, very productive crew, because you have people like General Degree, you have Goofy, who changed his name to Mr. G. Now you have Red Rat.
Oh, that's Mr. G. Goofy.
Yeah, you have Red Rat. You have Buccaneer. You have, who again, Madan Joe, who was a very skillful writer too. Bad writer. Who again? Arkai. Yeah, man. And, you know, other artists, like when Danny come up with a boom rhythm, other artists would have come in, come get a piece of it, you know, like, you know, Lady Star, or Mr. Vegas, or Spraga Benz, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, right. So the studio life was really alive then. I mean,
yes, man, at Main Street. Yep.
So
definitely.
What made you want to sing? Because you wanted to hear your voice on the radio?
Well,
I hear that talk all the time. Why me want to hear my voice on the radio?
Me never really think so much for the radio. You know? Me just feel like say me could I sing. Because I remember, like, as a little girl, I remember, yeah, like a joke. You know, Dalios days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dalios days. Well, me was the one who said, all right, we put on a concert. We want to look a concert, you know. Me and my brother and my sister would build with stage and thing and ray, and go sing. Yeah, man. My brother went in Pancho when me and him work up to the day. I never know, so my brother would have even grow up to say, me and him do music together at the time.
Is that right?
You know what I mean? But I remember as a little girl, him as a little you, because I'm the eldest one in my family. I'm the oldest one from my mother and father.
Right.
So he was like around the third one in the family. Yeah, man, we used to set up a concert, you know, we have a little fake mic and Ray and go on with a little thing and all of the popular song them. We used to go on at that time. We used to sing them. And, you know, myself, I'm serious, I'm here, don't worry. May I sing out?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Give me a touch of one.
So,
give me a touch of one.
Oh, my God. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
Go on.
For sure, that's what friends are for good times.
You still have it. You know, I tell people this all the while. I say Jamaicans provide great singers, and one of the reasons is that we sing all genre music. I just thought about that this evening, and Dionne Warwick. You know, I emceed that show with her at Carib Theatre, and I stood at the side of the stage and could move.
Oh my gosh! Were you saying starstruck?
Starstruck. I don't know if it's starstruck or struck. Because when she sing Anyone Who Had a Heart, whoa, it was unbelievable. So, you know, you have the voice, man. You have the voice, same way.
Thank you.
Well, you know, now you have cemented what I've been preaching to the city of Montreal. That don't just look at some of these reggae singers and figure them can't sing nothing else but reggae.
Right.
Two-card, three-card reggae. Yes, Lady G. Right. So what else we can talk about? What would you like to tell the people about your... I think you have a deal here, or you're making a deal here with some of the promoters from Montreal?
No, well, really, I have a EP that I did with In The Roots Records for Brian Cutler. So, you know, it's like we're working on that for promoted, even though... The EP been released for quite a while, but I think that it got the enough, you know, promotion on it. So it's like we're still a work on it same and looking forward to the new music. And I'm recording for other people also. I just did a song for Anthony Malvo. Anthony Malvo. Malvo always another producing team.
I didn't know that. I know he's a nice singer, man.
Yeah, man. He's always in the production part of it, man. And General Degree also have his production going on too. So I did a song the other day when I went to Jamaica for him. So I'm just doing my one, you know, when them come about, me just do them and thing, you know. So looking forward for the place for open up so we can, you know what I mean? Hear my voice some more, you know?
Yeah, let me
can
listen.
See my people, them.
Let me listen this one a little bit.
Okay.
May I tell you, this is Lady G. Let me rewind it and come again. This is one you did for Montreal?
Yeah, for In The Roots.
The way of earth around right now, may I tell you. When I know somehow we are going to survive.
Wicked.
May I tell you.
From the In The Roots label. This is Lady G.
Because the heart of man shall be desperately wicked at them time that we live in. What is a one punch at your earth? Can't believe said them take what the little girl. Them see the little old lady and grab the purse. Put the mother and the baby in the earth. Sure. What is a one punch at your land? Tell me how we reach in this opposition. Who's supposed to lead now have no vision? Hungry mouth they have to feed, what a condition. So I'm calling out to you. Hear my cry.
Hear that voice. Hear my cry. Hear that voice. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Wicked. On the In The Roots label, I'm crying out to you. Who wrote this song?
This song was written by myself and a girl named Shay Mill, a little young upcoming artist. She's also on the CD also.
All right. Oh, I was looking for my sidekick. Hey, Drew, wake up, man. You don't want to talk to Lady G a little bit?
What's up, Sketch?
Not much. You don't want to talk to the lady and say hi?
I'm just taking in all the info, you know.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. I want them young ones to learn, Lady G, that it's not, you know, just doing it just because you have the money. You gotta have the feelings too. When you go into the studio to feel it, you know.
True.
All right. So
and always, whatever you're doing, put out positive messages, because sometimes when you're young, you know, you think, you know, your brain are gelatin and you do some things and say some things. And then when you get older and start having kids of your own and stuff like that, you regret it. So try not to have that. Try not to have that regret, you know, when you get much older.
But talk to me now.
Just try to do the right thing.
Your daughter sings? Anybody in your family?
Both of my daughters have a lovely voice.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them, yes.
So why mommy don't bring them out sometime?
Well, I still have to make them move on for them own pace, you know.
True.
I can't force them. My father never forced me. I mean, just take it up and say, yeah, this is what me want to do. You know what I mean? Even when my mother didn't approve of it at the time, that you have your daughter, for she if you go out at night time and all them stuff, they kind of, you know, and it's not even like, no, and just imagine. So
Right.
I mean, so, yeah.
But so tell me something.
I want to make them one decision, you know?
Right. I agree with you 100%. Black Scorpio. Sanchez, is that the one Sanchez sang, DJ on to or something? I hear him always talking about DJ and his son. Is that Black Scorpio?
I don't know. He wasn't there at the time when I was there, but I know he has done recording for Black Scorpio. Because at one point, Black Scorpio started out the production thing, and the first time I've been in a studio to record, it was Black Scorpio was the first producer who been in a studio, Channel One. First record. Yeah.
But tell me something, Lady G. Now them big sound system, they surviving or they finish, right?
You ain't got no much big sound system anymore. But man just have some CD in a knapsack or some music them on them USB drive and that's it. It's a sound.
No sound. Boy, oh boy.
They call it a sound, but to me, that's not a sound. Sound is how we have your speaker, your big box, them string up and all of them something there, your amps and your tweet, all of them something there set up. And you tune up and you play a certain music and tune up the, you know, the sound system. Make sure, say, the speaker, them a lick, a clap hard and the bass and clap hard and everything for a level. You know what I mean? But nowadays, a man just get some music, some collection of music and say they're
a sound man.
They are a sound man, you know?
Yeah, Stretch. Lady J, I want to ask you a question. You started recording at a pretty young age. You started your career at a pretty young age. And it was a very male-dominated industry. Who is some of the female artists that you look up to as a young lady coming up?
Well, at the time, I could listen to, like, Sister Nancy, because she was already out there. Female like Mama Liza, you know, female like Lady Han, you know. Yeah, like Sister Carol, of course, you know, at the time, those were the females I used to listen to, you know, before I, you know, launch out.
Okay, when you look at the dancehall scene in Jamaica today, it's led by a lot of, there's a lot of young female talent that's coming out right now. What's your take on that young female talent coming out of Jamaica?
Listen to me, I am so happy. But the problem I'm having, even though there's so much female of us out there doing our thing and doing very good too, when you look on the posters, them for the shows, you still see one or two little female, you barely see any female on it. That is the part where me not like. You know what I mean? Yeah, that is the part where me not like. And we are doing good. We're doing very good. I could start name a few of them, a whole heap of them. I'm probably missing out some of them. You have Lila Ike here. You have Janine. You have Shensia. You have Spice. You still have Macadamia out there. You have Queen Ifrika. You have Tifa. And the list goes on. It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah, when you look, and you have D Angel. When you look on the posters, them, one look a female. Shoot that.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you're also talking about in the dance hall, coming from the 80s and 90s, you know, the lyrical content of what the artist was putting out is totally different today than what we're hearing. What's your take on that?
Of course, definitely changes because everybody's like, if them sister it out this kind of vibe, I work with a certain with us artist here, everybody does join the bandwagon. Most of them don't have a mind of them one. That's why if you notice the songs them that really hit, those are the songs that sound different from really a one. And then they really have penetrated the thing to a level for realize say, I mean, too much of one thing good for nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if a man a come out and talk about gunman this and that and blah blah blah, everybody a try follow. If a man, I mean, it's like you have so many ladies star right now. That is why when coffee come in, coffee does take the place by storm. That coffee come with something different.
Mm-hmm.
You
true.
Know what I mean?
True.
And when I listen to coffee, she remind me so much about myself. I even forget her when I was naming the list of female artists. And somebody tell us, I will leap away. Will leap. You know, when coffee come out and goes a bam, it's like everybody like, yes, a breath of fresh air. May I hear what somebody with some lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what I mean? And that was great. So she got a boom, Grammy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a proud man.
So what's your take if you had to take back, because you came from the days of DJing on the sound system. Do you think how many of these artists today you think could actually manage that situation?
None. Honestly, not a lot of them, for real. It's the one that were lyrically inclined. Yeah. Those are the ones that would make it.
Yeah, because when you look at today's reggae industry, a lot of the artists that still stand strong is a lot of the artists that came from that foundation of DJing on the sound system itself.
Yeah, you put any professor not on a stage in mash it down flat, same way. You put Papa San on a stage, even though a gospel, him done it same way. You put Admiral Bailey, him way. You put Shabba Ranks, him done it same way. So,
True that.
You know, so we came from the good school, you know. Not the old school, the good school. where we have to... You know what I mean? Learn the hard way to come up. So it's like right now.
Smooth sailing.
It's like, you know, nothing to fear. We've been there, you know.
You done, Drew?
We get a lot of experience. Me not done, man.
Drew may ask if him done. He may ask some good question there, you know.
Yeah, well, of course.
So you have your good friends like Lady Saw and Papa San.
Yes.
That have turned to the other side that has been doing gospel also. For a while now.
Even Chrissy D, Chevelle Franklin is my friend too. One of my best friends too.
Yeah, a lot of these artists have took the gospel road. How comes you yourself never took that avenue?
Well, not saying I'm criticizing them, but for me, I'm from day one, I got the person, so. I mean, I don't know if going in the church make a difference for me, but I mean, I'm just trying to live my life the best way, do good, and, you know, I mean, do the right thing, you know what I mean? So, show love, that is just my motto, you know, that is my thing, you know, so, I don't know if I guess I'm not feeling what they're feeling right now, so.
Right.
I guess probably. That's I don't know how to answer that question correctly.
So who's Lady G? Who's Lady G in the everyday life?
Lady G is an easygoing person. Love to cook. Love to tidy up my house. Love to relax. You know what I mean? And love music. Because without music in my life, it's like, you know. It's like not drinking any water.
since you love to cook, what's your favorite meal to cook?
Well, I can cook any kind of food I think of, but I'm more of like, I love the vegetarian kind of food. I cook a pot of stew for you, you stop eating meat.
Whoa. Whoa.
Stretch.
All of a sudden, me and Lady G are great friends, you know. Not good friends anymore. Great friends.
Stretch.
Oi.
Stretch.
Yes, sir.
Remember the song we love? No more remember the song we love in there? Remember the song with love in there?
Yeah, I remember the song with love in there. All I want to know, how was everybody controlling themselves in that studio when that song was being recorded?
Just laughing.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and you know, that song did well, though.
You're telling me?
Suriname. Suriname, it was like number one for weeks, for months.
That song did well in Canada too. You know, they had it playing every weekend. Every week you'd hear that song.
And we went to, only one time, I can't remember, man, Loving Day get to perform it.
You're kidding.
It was in St. Vincent, and it was, trust me, the place turned over. Yeah, man. Yep.
Yeah, talking about St. Vincent, is there any of your songs that when you travel that surprised you, that when you got to this country or island, like that song was actually doing for you really well and you never expected it?
I mean, most of the time, like, when I go to, like, a country, I always, like, hear certain, like, the promoter always tell us, like, what song is doing well over there that is not really happening, like, back in Jamaica. So we always kind of have a heads up with the songs then that's going on. But this song, Tanking With Me and Chevelle Franklin, though, I didn't know that it was so big in St. Croix. We were like going there like it was a church visit. It's like if me, sometimes I go there by myself, sometimes me and Chevelle go there, sometimes Chevelle go there by herself. And yeah, it was a big, 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 big song.
This is a song.
Big song in St. Croix, more than even in Jamaica.
This is Chevelle Franklin along with Lady G. Nice voices, boy. The voice of Lady G along with Chevelle Franklin. I'm telling you, the Jamaicans. The Jamaican massive feel good because we're hearing a nice singer, a nice voice, everything, clean music. What more can we ask for coming out of Jamaica? You know, Lady G, I have to say congrats, you know.
Thank you very much.
For sustaining this music business for so long and, you know, and still strong out there, as them say. So what can we look forward to in the future? What are we looking to with Lady G?
Looking for more music. And I was thinking of doing a book, but because of the pandemic, like I'm here stuck in New Jersey, and the person who is doing the book, she's in Jamaica. So it's like the author. So it's like everything just kind of jumbling. You know, everybody bring it all over the place, so I didn't get to really fulfill that. So
the pandemic did that to us. But what would be in that book? Can you drop a little hint?
I mean, that's basically talking about my journey.
Good. Yeah. Interesting. Lady G, we just like we have to wrap up this thing in the next 2 minutes. I want you to tell the listeners and the people who are on with us exactly who is Lady G and where is Lady G heading. I know I just asked you that question a while ago, but just tell them, because you have some nice music when me love to play when I'm by myself, but now I'm going to get back in the habit for start play them on the radio. You know, because it...
Don't be like those on the radio, this jacket. Forget about me.
No. When you see Drew smiling, when I tell him I bring in Lady G, he said, Lady G, he had a kind of a doubt. But I know my singers, them. You know, and normally I would have tell him this. Hear this. Here we had to tell him.
Really, I go away. You take command for food.
And I tell him for Breeza.
You gotta mix and bond them with them now. You know when Lady G have to tell them. Son of a da. Come here with your galley trend. Just Breeza.
How you got these words in your head, Lady G? Breeza.
Do you not get me? No, you want to
Well, naturally, we already tell man, to go about your business, huh? Love me. So, yeah, easy.
You sound like a friend of mine here that does a program tomorrow afternoon. I won't call no names, but that's exactly how she would sound. Yeah, breeze out.
And Guanma, come in the way up to you. Now, the wife here, Guanma, please leave me alone.
Oh, God. Lady G, you kill me, yes? Yeah, in this business, you must have got a lot of proposals.
What can I say?
You got your full, you got your full share, didn't you? All right, my dear.
Setting my dog my ring.
How come?
Too much to choose from.
Oh, okay.
You know? That's the thing. It's where you have one suit of clothes where you know, so where you go to eat and go put on.
Right.
You don't have that stress, but it's where you have a closet full of clothes.
Yes.
What me go wear now? You're confused.
I got you. Your point well taken. Yeah, what you were saying, Drew?
No, I wanted to ask Lady G, you know, like she's been in the business so long. You know what I mean? And what was your tough, what do you think was your toughest fight in the business, if you ever inquire, if you ever encountered any?
Tough. Ah. I don't know. Because even the 40-odd way, the much thing is like, even though I was, like the first one, I was so nervous. If you ever did just touch me so with your finger, I'm going to drop away, I'm nervous. But I have this thing about me, when I get that approval from the audience, it just give me that strength, you know what I mean? So, yeah, the two little competition thing kind of, yeah, rattle me a little bit. Nothing too tough, still.
Because you, I think it's when 88, you mash them up.
Yeah, 88.
You mash up Sting. Yeah. Them talk about it up till now. I talked to one of my radio friends at Jamaica, and him said, boy, Stretch, she mash it up. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? So, Lady G, we have to wrap it up, you know. 6:47. Thank you very much for giving us your time. I certainly appreciate talking with you. Looking forward to you when you're coming back to Montreal to do some kind of show and make Drew smile somewhere. I don't know why he's smiling like that.
I know.
We want to find
out.
What's the two me tell him about this true? What's the two me tell him about this true?
Yeah, we have to come look for some of that stew there. So, Lady G, my sister.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure, you know? And big up to Brian, who helped make it possible, you know?
Right.
In the roots. And big up to my brother, Pancho, and everybody, and all the people who support Lady G all over the years. I just want to take the time out to say thank you all very much. I mean, I look forward to coming to Montreal when the place opens up.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. All right, my dear. Take it easy. Nice talking with you.
Yes, Church. Enough love, man. Big all right, yourself. My
Lady right. G.
Hi, my name is Lady G. And I would like to introduce you to my beautiful island called Jamaica, where everything is island.
The voice of Lady G.
Let
Jamaica.
Let me take you to a place down in the West Indies. A place where you can enjoy yourself while chilling on the beach. A place where the sun is hot all day, but you still get the nicest breeze. But if you want to roll up, just stroll up. I'll give you the thing by the trees down in Jamaica, Jamaica.
Hey, Drew.
Yes, sir.
Nice chat. What a personality, boy.
Yeah, those are the kind of interviews we love, you know what I mean? Bubbly personality.
Yes, what an interview. I personally admire her for years. I remember seeing her the first time, and I said, what? You know what I mean? I see her by Mainstream Studio, that where she was talking about, boy. It's so much thing I want to ask her about my head. You know, it's all over the place. But love that woman. Love that woman. Lady G, you know what I mean? Nice artist. You know, and I hope when this thing ease up, she'll be here for sure. Anyway, my brethren, we're going to wrap it up. What time now? 10 minutes to. Next weekend, we're hoping to have, whom did say again, Drew? After my run, JC Lodge, another veteran in the music business. We hope to have her, and then Drew will have to find his guests, his interviews. What happened to Problem Child?
Problem Child's supposed to be next week, but I gotta message him in a week.
Oh, yeah. Tell him sorry, because you see, I had to put off what's her name for this week. So we'll do it next week, and after that is your run for the next few weeks.
No problem, sir.
All right. So Problem Child. Problem Child is a problem. I should say that. Jamaica, tell me how you sweet song. Jamaica, Jamaica, how we style unique song. Jamaica, Jamaica, tell me how you sweet song. It's 10 minutes to the hour. We're going to wrap it up. I just want to say many thanks, and thank you, Drew, for doing your thing. And thank Lady G. I'm a big fan of hers, if you have noticed that yet. I've been watching her for many years. Bubbly, very easy on her. Very easy on the eyes, and also very easy with the voice. And it's people like her and this artist that I'm going to play here. This is Gramps Morgan. It's fairly new, about a month old. Want to send this out to all the wives. Compliments of Mr. Sidney Brown and others. It's a woman like you. you. I haven't heard this song in a while. This is Brother Barris Hammond, along with Popcorn, standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. God is love.
All I know is God is only.
On CKUT,
the one and only.
90.3 on your Jesus FM dial. So keep it locked, don't you dare turn that dial.
Yeah. All I know is God is only. Protect your life, it's your one and only.
It's 5 minutes to the hour, so I'm just going to say goodbye, good evening, and whatever you do, don't let your actions be the pain of others, all right? Just enjoy life, and remember, God is love. And the way things are going now, try to be careful. Whatever you do, do it well. Be kind. Be kind. It's a blessing. It's a blessing when you're kind. Trust me, it feels good. Feels good. And don't forget, whatever you do, God is love. And to a friend of mine whose son committed suicide, my friend, stand strong. I know you're not listening, but whosoever have heard me saying this, stay strong, my friend. All right? God is love. He'll take you through. Beresford Hammond, Popcorn. Good evening to you, Montreal and the world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to the listeners of WFFR Sunshine Radio in Washington, D.C., God bless. Take it easy. Whatever you do in that crazy states of yours, United, that is. Bye-bye.
Yeah. All I know is God is holy. Protect your life, it's your one and only. Evil people will kill you slowly. You see, faith is a key that opens all doors. Yeah, if you believe, patient, my brother, you will receive, yeah. Oh, offended by negative things that people say. Oh, ay, 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 ay. Oh, Popcorn says again. All I know is that is only. Protect your life, it's your one and only. Even people will kill you slowly. All I know is that is only. Protect your life, it's your one and only. Evil people will kill you slowly.
Lifetime control, man God never lose contact. Vegan, well, warm and stock. Them want eat man food like snack. Them judge real, stereotype man, true man block. See the enemy, I set them trap. Almighty, I push them back.
Hey, just fear no evil as you go on.
No, no.
Give praises, another day is done.
Love your life, love your family. Now if you overcome this trouble, don't get weary. We cry out for the poor and needy. Just be careful where them a feed we.
Just be calm and be gentle. Respect everyone. Your mother, your father, your aunt, and your sister. Yes, and your brother.
My me say family. Miss Rona pray for me. No evil us, nor envious cannot devour me. Stay far from poverty. Jah rule my destiny. Shane Brown and Popcorn and Berries, you know we blessed for real.
All I know is that is only. Take your life, it's a one and only. Evil people will kill you slowly.
Your life is precious, protect it is one. Drew Island say we have to give thanks.
Yeah.
When you wake up, you have to give thanks.
Yeah.
And before you sleep, you have to give thanks.
Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Carob Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milo in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the Housing Committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Good evening and welcome to another hot edition of the Masters of Work Show on CKUT 90.3 FM with DJs Mike Mission and Ken Dog, featuring Dwayne Wayne, rocking the latest and classics in hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall remixes, and all that, no doubt. Every Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., www.ckut.ca for that live stream. You can always email us at mike.mission@hotmail.com or kendiggy@hotmail.com, no doubt, with your latest clean music as MP3s if you're an artist. Also for shoutouts, requests, info, etc., and all that, no doubt. Here are some of the cancers out there who celebrated their birthdays